streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, it is a Monday. It is great to be back. No more masks in LA. Live in Los Angeles, it's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1, 1 hour from now, where Colin was right, where Colin was wrong. Plenty of both. No more masks in Los Angeles. I just learned this. Apparently, I don't have the internet. This morning when I walked in, there were no masks. I saw people's faces. It was a glorious time. The beautiful people of Fox Sports. I could see them and identify them. It was wonderful. I was not on the internet. For 48 hours, I was doing my own thing.
Something's weird. Listen to this. Like the waitress, I can see the waitress's face. Like I was like, oh, it like took me a second to figure out what was going on. But yes, it's very nice. It's positive. Like, we're making jokes, but it is a good thing overall that we are moving in this direction, so we're grateful.
So let's start with this. I have been on Kyler Murray's side. He's the quarterback, the diminutive quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals. 3 years in the league, he's gotten better each year. I'm on his side. I think he's a special player. His personality is a little off-putting for me, but whatever. Aaron Rodgers drives me nuts. Baker can drive me nuts. Whatever. I don't have to love all these guys. I was never into Cam's personality or Jay Cutler's. Whatever. If a guy can play, he can play. I've been a Kyler guy. But I got to tell you, in my life, I've had four agents, and I bailed on a bunch of agents because, as my late mother once told me, they're going to be representing you in rooms you won't be in. Choose carefully. Eric Burkhart is the agent. I don't know him. I know some NFL agents. I don't know him. Of Kyler Murray, big misstep. This is bad. He also represented Johnny Manziel. And for those who remember, I was not a Manziel fan. I didn't like his personality. I thought some of his actions were startling and weird. It turned out he had, sadly, an addiction issue. Kyler Murray's a really talented guy. I think his agent underserved him badly. They released something that looked like a menu. Way too many words, completely transparent. It makes it look like Kyler Murray's completely into it for money. He's being paid $5.5 million this year. Okay, this is not minimum wage NBA stuff. He's getting paid $5.5 million. That's more than 90% of the league. Now, he wants to get paid a year early because he's a small quarterback, 2 years, hurt twice, and he's looked around the league and said, I'm not Josh Allen. You know, I want to get paid early. I've made you relevant. To that, I back him. He's absolutely special. You can't teach a lot of this stuff. I've had multiple coaches tell me and tell you, best high school football player, Texas history. Well, that's a pretty good list. A lot of good players. So I'm a Kyler Murray guy. But that playoff game this year, I said it on the air the next day. He tanked. He refused to run. You know that wasn't Cliff Kingsbury's idea. Kyler Murray would not run in that playoff game. He made a decision, and it was a business decision, and I didn't like it. I'm not running. I'm not going to get hurt. So as much as I like Kyler Murray, I had an NFL pass rusher, and I'm talking a Pro Bowl pass rusher, a guy that's played against him, tell me 2 years ago, Kyler Murray does not like to get hit, and he wouldn't be shocked if he went back to baseball. Now, I don't believe he's going to go back to baseball. And if he was playing baseball today, I can assure you, he wouldn't be making $5.5 million. That's not a ridiculous salary. It's a very fair salary. And I would pay him. But this stuff is always difficult. Trust me, we've read a lot about announcers coming and going and leaving. Stuff's always more complicated when you get into the $10, $15, $20, $30 million a year category for any employee at any business. It gets complicated. It gets complicated. Kyler Murray's first half stats pre-injury are unbelievable. His second half stats post-injury are very average, and that's what Arizona's worried about. And by the way, the NFL's not a league where you can say, listen, when I am healthy and I'm comfortable, I'm unbelievable. Yeah, it doesn't work that way. Being available is a skill. Eli Manning all those years never got hurt. Favre all those years never got hurt. Russell Wilson, 10 years in the league, hurt briefly once. Tom Brady practiced getting sacked. Being available is a skill. Like Eli Manning played with bad offensive lines for most of his career. He didn't get hit, and he wasn't mobile. And Brady mostly healthy, and Russell mostly healthy. Cam Newton and Big Ben put their head down, ran into piles, and both eroded quickly. So this is not a league where I can pay you only when you're healthy and comfortable. Because most of the time you're not if you run around, and you're almost never comfortable in this league. Joe Burrow's great. He was never comfortable the whole playoff run. So this stuff is complicated. Again, I would pay Kyler. The division's good. He's really special. He's getting better. But this stuff is not just, you know, one, two, three, connect the dots. That last game, that playoff game, he bailed on his team. I refused to run. And I'm sorry, but his agent, Eric Burkhardt, is underserving him with this nonsense. It's getting mocked all over the internet. Just come out and say it. Dude wants to get paid early. I'd have more respect for his agent and Kyler if they just came out and said, hey, man, he's small, he's been hurt, he wants to get paid early, he changed the franchise. And to his credit, Kyler's right, they were trapped. They hired a coach and a quarterback and both bombed. They were trapped. But it's not like he's come there and won a bunch of playoff games and dominated the division. Like, the Niners are getting a Super Bowl since he arrived, and the Rams won a Super Bowl since he arrived. He's not like a first-place quarterback, so he doesn't have nearly as much leverage as his agent thinks. Where'd they finish last year? Yeah, it was like third, and there's no playoff wins yet. And he's making $5.5 million. Let's not cry, you know, poorhouse here. He's making real money. Not as good as he deserves. Totally agree, and I've got his back on that. But I've gone through four agents for a reason. Just like pilots, dentists, sportscasters, mayors, not all are great. And I didn't like that move at all by Eric Burkhardt. Totally transparent, way too long, just cut to the chase. Don't take the audience, the consumer, the fans in Arizona to be idiots. They know what you're trying to say. Just say it. All right, well, as you know, if you live in a big city, traffic can always be a problem. Nobody likes pileups. And you ever been in your car and like there's a police officer and he pulls over somebody and everybody cranes to look over and it slows traffic? You're like, would you just, it's just a speeding ticket. But boy, we had last night, we had, like an 8-car mess on the 405 in Los Angeles, otherwise known as the Lakers. They officially bottomed out last night. Booed at home, crushed by the Pelicans. And afterwards, Russell Westbrook, this is not great, ripping the Laker fans.
booing, like, you know, pretty loud, especially at the end of the game. Does that stick with you? Like, how do you handle like,
nah,
that? Like,
nah.
You don't take that home with you?
Take it home? For what?
I don't think about it.
Take it home. Man, well, I got three beautiful kids at my house. My wife, I ain't taking it home. They take their boo and they get take their ass home. I ain't worried about that. Doesn't bother me none.
Let's just be clear. This current Laker mess, it's on LeBron. The GM didn't want Westbrook. The coach didn't want Westbrook. They had a deal, signed, sealed, delivered, to get Buddy Hield, who's shooting 40% from the field this year with threes. He would be a perfect Laker. LeBron wanted Westbrook. He muscled the Lakers, and the Lakers have since told him at the trading deadline, Jeannie Buss said, no, it's my team, it's your mess. You clean it up. So the Lakers are now trapped. Westbrook is imploding. He's never had a great bit of self-awareness. That was bad last night. The team is awful. They're bizarrely, laughingly old. Only way to get rid of Westbrook would be to trade him after the season for other bad contracts, because in the NBA, to make a trade, the contracts have to match. This is the team that LeBron and Clutch Sports built, starring AD, who's marginally committed and never healthy, and starring Westbrook, who LeBron wanted. And the Lakers have said, no, it's our franchise and our city. You're a visitor. This is your issue. There was an interesting bit of data that came out last week. It had the highest and lowest ratings, local TV ratings for all NBA teams. And the Lakers, the biggest brand in the NBA, easily, with LeBron, arguably the biggest star in the NBA, easily, were middle of the pack with ratings. This team's not very likable. And it's the one LeBron and Clutch Sports created. You know who was the second highest rated basketball team in the NBA local TV ratings? Cleveland. LeBron left, and they love their team. Darius Garland, Jared Allen, Evan Mobley. Cleveland loves their team. Because that team in Cleveland today is ascending young players. We, us. The Cleveland community feels like, hey, man, I want to root these young guys on. LeBron left. The ratings are fantastic. Other teams that get big ratings in this year's NBA local ratings are Milwaukee. Mostly homegrown talent, drafted and developed by the Bucks. Also, Golden State. Steph, Clay, Draymond, Jordan Poole. You know who didn't do well in the local ratings? Teams with lots of stars that are visitors, like Brooklyn and the Clippers. It matters. It's why college basketball, despite being a pretty average product, you see arenas full all the time. Because it feels like you're part of the team. Fans, Cleveland's an illustration. Fans will tolerate 500. They want to feel part of something. And LeBron's entire career has been bailing when it gets a little warm. But he no longer has a one-year contract. So he's trapped too, along with the Lakers. I've said before, this is not Ohio. It's not even great Miami. It's L.A. It's called a Hollywood Minute. The next star's around the corner. I would blow this puppy up. Now, I would prefer to maintain my relationship with LeBron and see if I can add parts. But I would be willing to blow that part up too if it gets ugly and it goes public and LeBron tries to overplay his hand. But this city in Los Angeles, USC now has Lincoln Riley. That's going to be interesting. Rams just won a Super Bowl. Dodgers are always great. Kawhi and Paul George, according to reports this weekend, may come back before the end of the season. Justin Herbert Chargers, according to Fox Bet, among the 7 or 8 Super Bowl challengers. This city moves on fast. And LeBron no longer has the leverage he once did. And this is his mess. Last night, it bottomed out. I would prefer to keep LeBron and build around him. But I said it last week and I'll say it again. And after watching last night and hearing Westbrook, I'd start all over. Maybe keep Malik Monk, Reeves, if I had to.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition
made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
So the Packers, it's announced, are going to play a game in London, which is great because it's usually Jacksonville or the Houston Texans or like the Jets. So the Green Bay Packers, finally, our friends, our allies over in England get to see a good football team. So congratulations to London because they'll get the Green Bay Packers. It's been a steady diet of Jaguars football for years, and they probably think that's the highest end of their football is Jacksonville Jaguars. Like, no, you get the Packers now. So the Packers released a photo on Abbey Road, the old Beatles, right? The old Beatles photo. Oddly missing is Aaron Rodgers. They have Rashawn Gary and Jair Alexander and David Bakhtiari and Aaron Jones and Matt LaFleur. Where is Aaron in there? Very interesting. Here's where I categorically divide from the rest of the sports media in America. This topic. And it's not just about Aaron, but it's kind of about Aaron. There's this feeling in the media in America, sports media, that talented, pay them. It's just not how I see it. I own a company now. I have to pay people. It's more than that. Am I comfortable writing a big check to you? There's a lot of things. What's your age? Are you ascending? Are you... There's two things that matter to me because there was a story that came out this weekend that Aaron wanted $50 million. He denied it. Greg Jennings came out, called him selfish. I'm not taking sides there. I like Greg. I know Greg. And Aaron's denying it's $50 million. But here is something where I just disagree with the American media. The two things that matter to me if I'm going to write big checks for all these great quarterbacks. Number one, playoff production. They're all winning in the regular season. I don't give a rip. All the great quarterbacks win in the regular season. What do you do in the playoffs? And number two, personality. It matters. Okay, let's talk Aaron's playoff production. He's 7-9 his last 16 games with very good teammates. Okay, that's the reality of him. He shrinks. He plays it safe. I watched him against San Francisco. He's never been as good playing from behind as guys like Brady or Peyton Manning. That's why he's got fewer come-from-behind wins than Andy Dalton and Derek Carr. So that's number one. He's a better regular season quarterback. It's indisputable than a playoff quarterback. I don't care that he wins in the regular season. Andy Dalton won in the regular season in Cincinnati. I don't care. Dak wins in the regular season. What's your playoff production? And the second thing is personality. Am I comfortable writing you a $400 million check? And increasingly, Aaron is self-absorbed, public, and kind of weird. So if I had a chart of the quarterbacks that I would pay $400 million to, I would just write a check. The five guys I would pay, Mahomes, Josh Allen, Russell Wilson, Joe Burrow, and Matt Stafford. I saw Stafford. His personality's not an issue. He's better in the fourth quarter than he is in the first. Those are the guys. Playoff production. I saw Josh Allen go toe-to-toe with Mahomes. Never shrunk. I mean, he just didn't get the ball last. Never shrunk. Mahomes, Russell Wilson. They got issues. It's never Russell. Russell Wilson doesn't shrink in big games. Joe Burrow took a bad offensive line to the Super Bowl. But this idea, this is where I totally separate from the rest of the media. This idea is like even Kyler Murray, I like him. And I'll pay a year early, but I am worried about your personality. I am worried about you not running. I am worried about you not staying healthy. Like, I don't have a right to consider that. I'm the one paying it. And you're gifted. But this idea, I hear it all the time. Just pay Aaron. He's winning a bad division. Ryan Tannehill would win that division. Joe Burrow would win that division. Justin Herbert would win that division. Derek Carr would win that division. I'm not paying you $50 million because you can win the NFC North. Derek Carr would win that division easily. Easily. Tannehill won his division, which is better than your division because at least the Colts are good in that division. So the idea that it's, oh, he wins a bunch of games. Who you beating? As I said about Dak, I love Dak. He doesn't beat the great teams. He does win that crappy division, and he deserves money for that. I will write checks for that. But playoff production and personality, to me, if I'm giving you the Brinks truck, Mahomes, Allen, Russell Wilson, Joe Burrow, Matt Stafford, I don't worry about any of the personalities. I mean, Mahomes' family sometimes can be, but I don't worry about Patrick. I don't worry about Patrick at all. We all got crazy people in the family, okay? We all got people that are high maintenance in the family. Whatevs. But, this idea that just pay him. There are 20 quarterbacks that would win that crappy NFC North last year and the year before and mostly the year before.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it, you listen to it, I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Kyler Murray, this press release thing, which is too long, too wordy, too transparent, and a bad look. It's not quarterback-y. I would rather, and I do think 95% of quarterbacks are quarterback heel. There it is. Nice job, guys. As radio listeners, I apologize. You can see it online. Now it's easy to just crush Kyler Murray, but Aaron Rodgers has gone very public in the last year. Okay. You know, thrown out a story day of the draft. So let's not make it all on Kyler. But I do think here's what's happening. We're moving into kind of a new era. And there's a lot of people in the NFL that look at this stuff and think, we don't want to become the NBA. We do not want to become the NBA where you are held hostage by players. That's not going to happen for two reasons. Number one, the collective bargaining agreement is very pro-management in the NFL. Very pro-management. So what we're seeing in the NBA, the Simmons, Harden stuff, folks, I've been a fan of the NBA since the 70s. Spencer Haywood, you can go back to the 70s, 80s. NBA has always been a players league. NFL is transitioning to a slightly more even league. It is not a players league. It's not. But you are getting a situation that's happening in real time where quarterbacks, the best quarterback on every division, they are super important. And I think overwhelmingly, they're not going to do the Aaron Kyler thing and go public. I don't think that's not the way. I mean, most of these kids are Mahomes. They're Herbert. They're Lamar Jackson. They love football. They love their team. You know, but you're going to get guys that go public. And you just got to own it. You know, Greg Popovich used to have a saying in San Antonio. They built their culture on, hey, you got to get over yourself to play for the Spurs. I would argue, Greg, in 2022, you got to get over yourself. You can't just ship Kawhi Leonard to Toronto. He's too good of a player. Greg needs to get over Greg. And Belichick and Popovich, who had this rigidity in this team first, it's much more collaborative now. The future of the NFL, it's not going to become the NBA. Don't be fearmongers. It's not. And Kyler and his agent are outliers. And Aaron Rodgers, increasingly odd personality. That's not Justin Herbert. It's not Mahomes. It's not what it is. But we are in a new era where players are rich. They have social media. They can control stories. By the way, some of these guys make millions on Instagram. So it's a new era. You've got it. The authoritarian NFL guy, it's over. The Mike Ditka stuff, it's over. Now, I'm not saying Belichick's over, but he's finding it more difficult to win. You've got to be more collaborative. This is why Jim Harbaugh did not get a job. It's not because Harbaugh can't coach. He's won everywhere. Jim's not viewed as collaborative. It's why Brian Flores got fired. I think Brian's a great coach. He went through three offensive coordinators in 3 years. So, you know, a lot of people are looking at the NFL, and I think there are people in the NFL that look at it and think, we're not doing the NBA thing here. We're literally players just hold a franchise. You're not going to get that. You're really not. And overwhelmingly, what's happening in the industry, it used to be a small industry, now it's a big industry, the industry of quarterback in America, is that these kids are taught how to deal with media, how to deal with crisis. So most of these kids are entering the NFL. They're 1,000 times more mature than I was, you were, or the previous decade's quarterbacks were. Kyler's an outlier. Aaron's a little bit of an outlier. But I will say this. The world's changing. There's an added bucket of revenue now for players called social media. Now you're seeing increasingly shoe deals. And to quarterbacks' credit, they are more important. It's not that long ago where you could say, yeah, this team's got a great defense and a run game. I think they're going to the Super Bowl. Like, those days are over. Those days are over. Tennessee could not get out of the first round at home. I mean, Green Bay is talented, but they don't have a second great receiver. One and done at Lambeau. San Francisco didn't score a touchdown. Green Bay couldn't win. So it's a new era. You have to be more comfortable and collaborative with players having opinions. That's been the NBA since the 70s. It's happening a little in the NFL. Let's not over-exaggerate it. Let's not be fear-mongers. I don't love what Kyler and his agent are doing. But the one thing Kyler has going for him is, you were a mess. I'm here. Now you're not. And that's power. And you got to learn to deal with it.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like. Where Colin was right.
James Harden, I know it's two games, but good Lord, does he look happy and productive and amazing for the Sixers. I said, I think it's easy to bring in a Hall of Fame player to a really good team. That's much easier than bringing five new guys to the Brooklyn Nets. Harden looks great. Most of all, he looks happy. 29 points, 16 assists, and 10 rebounds yesterday. I know it's the Knicks, but did you watch his personality on the floor? When he's engaged and he's into it, he's Kobe-level great offensively. He is just insane. And his passing over the last 2 years is really gotten good. He can distribute. And I think James is smart enough to know, listen, if I'm going to have the ball this much, I got to elevate others beyond myself. But I think he and Embiid are going to work. Like Daryl Morey says, he's got a little basketball savant to him, and the Sixers look fantastic, as we predicted.
Where Colin was right.
Well, for years and years, I said, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers don't fit. They tolerate each other, but they don't fit. You got to be honest how right I was last week. Aaron is now putting up cringy, mushy Instagram photos about his love life. I know what his feet look like. He talks about his vax status. In the last year, he's gotten increasingly odd and public, and that's the opposite of the Packers, who are sort of grateful, private, quiet, and they have smaller Midwestern egos. I mean, if you've watched Aaron in the last month between his weekly YouTube hits, throwing the teams, you know, his feet, he's gotten so removed from what they are. But let's be honest, it's a small town. They need him to win games, and that's all Packer fans care about. But this has become what I always thought it was, a weird, odd relationship that doesn't truly fit.
Where Colin was wrong.
Listen, when Westbrook came to L.A., my takeaway is, listen, he's going to be productive, and Anthony Davis can't stay healthy. So 30 minutes, 25 points, but I'm wrong. He's not even productive anymore. He didn't score over 20 points in February. His free throw shooting's bad. His turnovers are up. Listen, I didn't love the deal. We all know he doesn't play off the ball, but I thought he would remain productive. He's no longer productive. Last night he took shots at fans after the games. This is a bigger disaster than his previous stops in Washington and Houston.
Where Colin was right.
Albert Breer, respected NFL reporter, confirmed last week that Tom Brady was frustrated with the looseness of Tampa Bay's culture. And this was always my number one concern. Arians can coach, you can win games, but having lived in Tampa and covered this team, it's different. It's not as academic as New England. It's not as progressive as the Rams. It's kind of old school, prep, let it rip. And I think Arians is a great fit for Tampa. But I never thought Brady was a great fit. I just thought he would win because the weapons were so outrageously gifted. But Breer acknowledging is that coming from New England and that intense academic detailed culture, strict culture, that Tampa was a little loose for Tom's taste.
Where Colin was right.
First, Joe Montana came out and I said, uh-oh, Joe Montana's saying he doesn't like Trey Lance. And then Steve Young came out and said, I don't think Trey Lance is ready to play. And I said, there's a reason they're coming out with it. They got info. And then it was confirmed last week when Adam Schefter, very connected to the 49ers, came out and said, Trey Lance may not be ready. Stuff gets out when people want it out. And when Montana and Steve Young, not publicity hounds, not guys who like to start fires, both came out questioning Trey Lance, it led me to believe there's some concerns in the building. Now, you can make an argument they're just trying to manipulate the market, but when Schefter came out and said the same thing, I do think there are some concerns. And I also think Trey Lance deserves every single snap until the start of next season. I don't think he's refined. I think his windup needs work, but the only way to get better is snaps, all of them.
Where Colin was wrong.
I understood that Zion Williamson had an injury risk and had weight issues. I got that. I never thought he would be a personality problem. But J.J. Redick from Duke, played with him in New Orleans, said he's detached as a teammate. For that, I'm wrong. That's the last thing I worried about. I thought his personality was amazing and engaging and joyful and fun. But he's now rehabbing in Portland across the country. He didn't even text a new teammate until he was prodded, C.J. McCollum. Now, I just got done reading a book by Ian O'Connor on Coach K. And in that book, they do state that Zion and his family are really, really private. And I didn't know that before. But I will say, this Zion, I did not see coming. I thought the personality would carry him even through injuries, but he sort of removed himself from the organization.
where Colin was right?
We never thought Sean McVay really wanted to be a broadcaster. Reports coming out today that Amazon offered him $100 million for 5 years and he turned it down, which is what I said. He's 36. He's an ex-athlete. He loves coaching athletes. He's a guy's guy. He's an athlete's athlete. He's not giving this stuff up. He loves building a culture. He loves being around athletes. He loves standing in front of a room of great athletes and preaching his zen. This is a coach. It's not a broadcaster. For the record, there's no guarantee he'd be a great broadcaster. Though he's a smart dude, I'm sure he'd be fine. But I never thought that he's going to go take a check, rip players and coaches for 2 or 3 years, then go back at 40 and coach against them. It never felt right, and a story today confirms he was offered significantly more money to broadcast than coach, and he signed up for another 5 years of coaching.
Where Colin was right?
Well, when Juwan Howard took a swing at an assistant coach, I said, that's a 5-game suspension. I would not fire him. I did not like what Greg Gard did at Wisconsin. I would have suspended the Wisconsin coach for a game. But listen, man, when you're making $5, $6 million a year, you're coaching Michigan, you're in a Power 5 conference, there's a responsibility to sometimes step away from jerky behavior. And even though Greg Gard, in my opinion, was too aggressive, you want to take that big check to coach Michigan or Ohio State or Wisconsin or Arkansas or Oregon, you got to step away from stuff. You can't want to drop hands just because somebody is a little aggressive. And I thought Juwan Howard was out of line. And of all the actions here, and I thought several were bad, this to me was non-fireable. But a 5-game suspension felt right, and that's what it was. And for the record, Juwan Howard deserves credit. He did apologize for it. In the heat of the moment, he didn't after the game immediately, but he did, I think, the next day.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
So the big story today in the National Football League is Eric Burkhart, who is the agent for Kyler Murray, came out with like a restaurant menu demanding a commitment from Arizona, which is pretty transparent. He wants to get paid a year early. Just say it. We're not dummies. We get it. And with that, TJ Hushmanzada, Fox Sports analyst, 11 years in the NFL. I've generally sided with Kyler. He came. The organization was a mess. The coach they hired whiffed. The quarterback didn't work. Kyler kind of saved the franchise. Now, that said, he's not winning the division. He's not winning playoff games. And he is getting paid $5.5 million this year. So he's, it's not like an unreasonable contract. But this is a touchy situation because here's what I worry about. Because I would pay him because I think he's special. I think the division's brutal. And I think you have to have a playmaker. And I think he is. So I would pay him. But could I push back and say, hey, listen, this public stuff, we're not going to play this game. We have no interest. You going out and taking shots and doing all your business publicly. And also, in the playoff game this year, TJ, Kyler made a decision that I'm not going to run. I'm not going to be. And it was obvious. It was the fewest rush attempts of his career in a game. So I do have some concerns that he's just making decisions out on the field that I'm not comfortable with. And he's taking everything public. Does any of that bother you?
It bothers me somewhat. He was in a self-preservation mode in the playoffs.
Yes, yes.
And this is my take on it. Would I pay Kyler Murray? I would pay him. 3-win team prior to him getting there. And consistently they've gotten better. But this is the thing, Colin. This is a business first. Do we want to win? When I say we're talking front office and ownership. Of course we want to win. If I can pay Kyler Murray $5 million, which he is for a starting quarterback in the league, there are some backups that make more than him. So he is underpaid. I'm going to pay him $5.5 million because I can surround him with better pieces. Don't give me this, oh, if you don't sign him to this contract, it shows you're not committed. The agent, it was like some manifest. Like, dude, what are you doing? Like, I don't think he realizes how bad he made himself and Kyler Murray look when he put this out. And he's supposed to be his advisor, giving him advice. And I think it was bad advice. He's going to get signed. It's just a matter of when. But what has happened is these quarterbacks have been put on a pedestal so much now that they feel they can do and say anything and there's no consequences or repercussions. He's going to get paid. It's just a matter of when. And if I was in charge, it wouldn't be prior to this season. because I want to surround you with better players to see if I can win with a rookie quarterback on that rookie contract. Not a rookie quarterback, but on his rookie contract.
Yeah, do you think he would sit the season out? Because there's some that are suggesting if he doesn't get paid, he won't play.
No chance, Colin. He will play. That's just the agent trying to threaten the team and you put stuff out. There's no way. Why didn't he go play baseball? Because he knew he would make more money in the National Football League. Yeah, it's more risk and more injury concerns come with that. But you don't have to go to the minors. You don't have to take bus rides. Baseball might not even have a season this year.
Right.
He's not sitting out. He's going to play football. Will he be pissed off? Probably. He won't be the first guy and won't be the last.
All right. Two other questions that you're connected to. Montana, Steve Young, Adam Schefter, all come out. Stuff gets out when people want it out. They all come out and say, I got my reservations about Trey Lance. Is that a decoy to get more for Garoppolo in a trade market, or do you think they're genuinely concerned about Trey Lance?
It's a little bit of both. They want to maximize Jimmy G's status and try to get as much as they can. But I've heard that once Trey Lance got hurt, he started to go backwards in what he was doing early on, just his mechanics.
Yeah.
That will be fixed here, Colin, very shortly and very soon out here in Southern California. And so one thing Trey is going to do, he's going to get out here and he's going to put that work in, and that work is going to be starting ASAP. And so I don't have the concerns that, oh, he's not going to be ready to play. He's going to put the work in. Will he have some bumps along the way? Absolutely, because he just hasn't played a lot of football since high school.
Yeah.
He didn't play a lot of snaps in college. He sat out the last year and he played two games. You played a little bit last year and then you get hurt. He's a young kid. If Trey Lance stays in school, where would he get drafted in this year's draft?
Number one.
Probably be top five again. So the 49ers,
yeah,
they have a good quarterback that would probably be the number one quarterback in this year's draft.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to drive up Jimmy G's value. And do they have concerns about Trey? Because I believe they do, because the way he looked when he got there and then the way he started to look in the middle of the season was not the same guy. That will be fixed here shortly.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think it's a big concern, and I'm not shocked that he's not ready. It concerns me that Jordan Love, who started for 3 years at college, he's not ready. That concerns me. Let's pivot to Sean McVay. Offered reportedly this morning $100 million, turned it down, wants to coach. Surprised?
I'm not surprised. He's too young to give up coaching. And this is, you're going to spend, I would guess, 16 to 18 hours a day coaching once the season starts. You might spend 10 hours a week preparing for a game. And so the time commitment obviously would be a huge difference. But McVay is too young to stop coaching. He hasn't been coaching a long time. I've heard when they lost to New England in the Super Bowl, he felt he overprepared. He burnt himself out. He started hypotheticals. If I do this, they do that, then I'll do this. He was overthinking it. And so I think he has a better handle, a better grasp on, hey, if I'm burning myself out, I know how to step back and somewhat take a break. I know how to get out of the facility a little earlier today, because I've been in here too much. He understands that. If he was in his mid-50s, he's going to go to TV. Man, McVay is in his 30s. They have a great team. He's in the best city you can play football in. I'm not surprised at all that he came back to coach, because this is what he loves to do. You can't get this time back. Time is one thing you can never get back in. You can't buy it. And as long as he's able to do this with the excitement, he's going to be coaching football for a long time.
Yeah, he's an ex-athlete, by the way. Athletes like to hang out with athletes, not broadcasters. So I think he made the right move. Let me throw this out finally. You've always been really good. Maybe it's your sources, all the guys you know. You're pretty good at, I would call it, and it's not guessing because you have too many sources to call it guessing, but you're good at telling me what's going to happen before it happens. So the Aaron Rodgers thing, joy is like, oh, that love letter, that gushy love letter, that's a goodbye. And I'm like, how does he leave the Packers now if he told everybody on Instagram how much he loves them? You don't tell people you love them and bail on them. So that whole Instagram post with star or hearts and love and all the public stuff, if I ask you today, is Aaron Rodgers staying or is he leaving? What's your answer? To what piece?
I'm out. Deuces. He's leaving. He's out of there. When he did what he did, that was his way of saying, thank you. I enjoyed our professional relationship. I enjoyed our friendship. All good things must come to an end. And I want to put this out there to show you guys how much I appreciated that brotherhood that we had. I believe he's played his last snap with the Green Bay Packers. Where does he go? I truly, truly think Denver, I just don't see them hiring Hackett without it being a great chance of Aaron Rodgers being a Denver Bronco. It's run its course. Number one seed 2 years in a row, and you're knocked out in your first playoff game. He's really, really good in the regular season. For some reason in the playoffs, I don't know if he tries to play too perfect of a game that he overthinks it. But Aaron Rodgers, I believe, is done as a quarterback at the Green Bay Packers.
By the way, when you give me that sign, that peace sign, so I like to be, I just learned what lit means, so I want to be cool. What does this mean? Tell me what this means. I thought it meant fight
Colin,
on.
For you, yeah, that's USC, huh? Fight on, right? And so for me, he's deuces. He out of there. See you later.
Deuces. Out of there. Yeah. Did you know, Joy, did you know that?
Yes.
I don't like being last on stuff, always. I don't like it.
You didn't know that this means bye, like peace out?
No, people come up to me all the time, heard, and I'm always like, peace, love, fight
and
on.
It also means that. It also means fight on. It also means deuces.
It means new defensive line recruit signing with the Trojans. That's what it means to me. You know what, TJ and Joy, you can't.
Hey, I was with some of your USC recruits yesterday at the Rivals camp, man. They got some good kids coming in there.
That's right.
They got some kids
coming
in.
That's right. That's right. Fight on, baby. It's not too late. Join the club. Good seeing you. TJ keeps me young.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dekovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dekovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dekovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dekovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dekovis.com. Stores are great, but it's Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.